The Digital Vibe presents Coffee and Tea, Story Time with you and me. Hi everybody, this is Annette, your show host for this new series of shows on the Digital Vibe Network. It's all about variety. Coffee and Tea is my new show, and it's interesting because it's some of the world's best artists who've come together, and I'm going to read their stories. So from fiction to fantasy, fantasy to horror, all of that that's in between. That's what storytelling is all about for me now. And Coffee and Tea is just that. It's a collection of stories from various artists, and they have a story to tell. So whether it's fiction or nonfiction, I'm going to tell that story. So this is new. So it's going to be airing on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and check it out. So glad that you can join me for Coffee and Tea. Coffee and Tea, story time with you and me. Coffee and Tea, story time with you and me. Hello, everybody. How are you? Glad that you can join me for stories. This is a story. This is a really incredible new show from the Digital Vibe Network. And, wow, it's something I've planned for quite a while, but now I'm getting to do it. So it's kind of really cool and fun. So this is Coffee and Tea, my new show on the network. And this is a great story. You're going to love this story. And I chose this story because I thought it was really, well, I thought it was interesting because I normally don't read a lot of nonfiction, but this one kind of intrigued me. I think it might have been the cover of the book or something like that, or maybe the title of the book got to me a little bit. So I said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do Vicious by V.E. Schwab. So then I decided to do that. So I'm doing that right now. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Vicious by V.E. Schwab. Your host, Annette. Here we go. Life, the way it really is a battle not between bad and good, but between bad and worse. Joseph Brodsky. Chapter 1, or I should say, not chapter 1, section 1, because there are two sections to this book. So section 1, Water, Blood, and Thicker Things. Chapter 1, Last Night, Merritt Cemetery. Are you ready? Victor readjusted the shovels on his shoulders and stepped gingerly over an old, half-sunken grave. His trench billowed faintly, brushing the tops of tombstones as he made his way through Merritt Cemetery, humming as he went. The sound carried like the wind through the dark. It made Sydney shiver in her big coat and her rainbow leggings and her winter boots as she trudged along behind him. The two looked like ghosts as they wove through the graveyard, both blonde and fair enough to pass for siblings, or perhaps father and daughter. They were neither. But the resemblance certainly came in handy, since Victor couldn't very well tell people he'd picked up the girl on the side of the road, who was soaked for a few days before. He'd just broken out of jail. She'd just been shot. A crossing of fates, or so it seemed. In fact, Sydney was the only reason Victor was beginning to believe in fate at all. He stopped humming, rested his shoe lightly on a tombstone, and scanned the dark. Not with his eyes so much as with his skin, or rather with the thing that crept beneath it, tangled in his pulse. He might have stopped humming, but the sensation never did. keeping on with a faint electrical buzz that only he could hear and feel and read. A buzz that told him when someone was near. Sydney watched him frown slightly. "Are we alone?" she asked. Victor blinked, and the frown was gone, replaced by an even calm he always wore. His shoes slid from his gravestone. "Just us and the dead." They made their way into the heart of the cemetery, the shovels tapping softly on Victor's shoulder as they went. Sydney kicked a loose rock that had broken off from one of his older graves. She could see that there were letters, parts of words, etched into one side. She wanted to know what they said, but the rock had already tumbled into the weeds, and Victor was still moving briskly between the graves. She ran to catch up, nearly tripping several times over the frozen ground before she reached him. He'd come to a stop and was staring down at a grave. It was fresh, the earth turned over and a temporary marker driven in the soil until a stone, one, could be cut. Sydney made a noise, a small groan of discomfort that had nothing to do with the biting cold. Victor glanced back and offered her the edge of a smile. "Back up, Sid," he said casually. "It'll be fun." Truth be told, Victor didn't care for graveyards either. He didn't like dead people, mostly because he had no effect on them. Sydney, conversely, didn't like dead people because she had such a marked effect on them. She kept her arms crossed tightly over her chest, one gloved thumb rubbing the spot on her upper arm where she'd been shot. It was becoming a tick. Victor turned and sunk one of his spades into the earth. He then tossed the other one to Sydney, who unfolded her arms just in time to catch it. The shovel was almost as tall as she was, a few days shy of her 13th birthday, and even for 12 and 11 twelfths, Sydney Clark was small. She'd always been on the short side, but it certainly didn't help that she had barely grown an inch since the day she died. Now she hefted the shovel, grimacing at the weight.
"You've got to be kidding me," she said.
"The faster we dig, the faster we get to go home." Home wasn't home so much as a hotel room stocked only with Sydney's stolen clothes, Mitch's chocolate milk, and Victor's files. But that wasn't the point. At this moment, home would have been any place that wasn't Merritt Cemetery. Sydney eyed the grave, tightening her fingers on the wooden grip. Victor had already begun to dig.
"What if," she said, swallowing, "what if other people accidentally wake up?"
"They won't," cooed Victor. "Just focus on the grave. Besides," he looked up from his work, "since when are you afraid of bodies?"
"I'm not," she snapped back, too fast and with all the force of someone used to being the younger sibling, which she was, just not Victor's.
"Look at it this way," he teased. "Dumping a pile of dirt onto the grass? If you do wake them up, they can't go anywhere.
Now dig."
Sydney leaned forward, her short, blonde hair falling into her eyes, and began to dig. The two worked in the dark, only Victor's occasional humming and the thud of the shovels filling the air. Thud. 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 Like that? Chapter 2 next time. So, that I've got you primed for this new series, tell all your friends. It's story time. It's coffee and tea. Story time with you and me. I'm glad you can join me. But before I close this podcast,
Oh, chapter two. Let me tell you what chapter two. Let me give you that title. 10 years ago, Lachlan University. So you must tune in for that. Before I close this podcast, of course, I'd like to mention a few things. Oh, for those of you who are in need, let me put it this way, who are in need of you don't want to spend too much money. Everybody's on a budget, even more so now. So I have available on my website, which is at www.thedigitalvibe.com. I have loads of free content. And by free content, I mean I have an ebook. It's my 2020 edition of my shopping coupon ebook. And it's at no cost. And it's available on my website right now, as a matter of fact. And you can download that for free. And what it includes is name brands, all your favorite name brands online. So now that you're at home, you're going to get used to shopping online even more so. And as an internet entrepreneur, I love it. So, but these coupons are great. You can just download the ebook. You can go to the website. And of course, when they ask you for your coupon code, then you just fill that in. And it's an ebook, free to use. It's on my website. You'll see right there on the front page. Also, let's see, what else do I have that's free? I have content. If you're a business, or whether you're not a business, and whether you just like to read, and whether you have some serious downtime, I have free content that's on the cover. It covers many genres. It covers business, lifestyle, health, wellness, you name it, it covers it. You know, management, business, things like that. So if you don't want to really outlay any money, I encourage you to check out those free content. They're all ebooks, as a matter of fact. And the only thing that you have to submit there is your email address, excuse me. And of course, your name, right? So that's free. There's no cost for that. And you can download that to your heart's content. And let's see. Oh, also, since you're shopping, while you're shopping online, and you're still shopping in the store, and hopefully you're taking your necessary precautions, I have on my website too, where you can printable coupons, right? So you can clip and save, and then you can take them into the store. But the one thing I will suggest and mention to you is, since you're at home, it's great because you're at a desktop. So it's suitable for desktop computers, kind of getting you to transition more into using your desktop. So you can print those coupons out. Of course, you can't, if you have a smartphone, sometimes some smartphones can go to the printer, but it won't work great on a smartphone, trust me. So you get on your desktop, go to the website, click on the coupons, you'll see it says desktop only. And then when you do that, you will be able to go right there, access the website, and download printable coupons from your favorite brands and take them into the store. And you can do that too. So that's a great way of savings. So I offer that to you. So you have your free content, and you have the ebook that's great for shopping online and getting discounts and savings. And of course, the grocery clip. Clip and download these coupon and printable things. So since everything is a little bit limited now, it's a great way to get used to something new. So it has become, and it will become, and it's now become your new normal. So if you haven't done it before, if you've never been online and you've never shopped, or you've never done anything online, wow, you're in for a surprise. So. But that's all available there for you on my website, again at www.thedigitalvibe.com. And join me next time for the second chapter of Vicious by V.E. Schwab. Thank you for listening.